Hello, everyone, and welcome to Today I Learned, a BU Today podcast where we explore fun facts and ideas across a multitude of disciplines. We're going to interview students about exciting things that they learned at their classes at BU. You know, from changing majors to picking career paths, students often find that a single class can have a really transformative impact on their future. I'm your host, Sophie Yaron, and I'm investigating how the things we learn in the classroom affect our lives. To do that, we're going to be speaking directly to BU students, which is why we have Jennifer Vo joining us in the studio today. Jennifer, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So Jennifer, you're at CAS. What are you studying?
I'm a sociology major. I'm in my final year. I'm also a deaf studies minor, which is something I think is very interesting.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So you've chosen to focus on EN-177, and that's Asian American literature. So tell me why you brought this class to us today.
I thought this class was like one of the more interesting classes that I've taken in at BU so far, because I think it really delves into themes that we kind of miss in like other classes. Asian Americans are such a large population here at BU, but like we don't really have any classes that really delve into that. Like we don't have Asian American studies or anything. Like this is one of the very few classes that does that. And it's very political, but it's also rich in like culture. And it has so many different media types. Like it has poems, it has video games, it has plays, it has just standard books. Like it was just a very expansive class.
So within all of those different media that you listed, what are some common themes that sort of typify Asian American literature?
I think some of the most common themes are kind of themes of war and protest and self-identity, like creation, reflection, and recreation. War and protest have kind of always been parts of like the Asian American identity. It's, well, you know, when I say Asian Americans, like I do mean like Asians in America, and like it's different yet very similar to like, you know, Asians in Asia. Like we share cultural connections and like we share an identity and we share political connections, but like, you know, it's different to be a person in America. And so the Asian American community in America has always been very into like protests. Like this has always been kind of like a theme, and you know, we're constantly protesting, trying to like take back our identity and like advocate for ourselves. Another thing is like identity creation. I feel like Asian Americans are pretty like recent, like there's been a recent wave of immigrants from Asia. So like, you know, Asian American is kind of new and developing and in a different way. Like we've been here for a long time since like the gold rush, but it's a different wave. So then the identity is continually changing and it's evolving. So that's like part of the recreation part of identity.
And so does this class, does it focus on the entire Asian community, just sort of holistically speaking, like South Asian, East Asian?
I think Professor Rivera did a really good job getting stories from different parts of Asia. So there are stories from East Asians, like, you know, Chinese Americans and then Japanese Americans. But we also read stories from Vietnamese Americans, from Filipino Americans. We do also read stories from South Asian, like Indian Americans as well. But, you know, we are like missing the context of like Central Asians and probably other people as well, too.
Who are some of the authors that you've read?
We read Maxine Hong Kingston. She's a legend. Frank Chin, who wrote in response to Maxine Hong Kingston. We also read poems by Eric Nam, Jhumpa Lahiri, and John Okada. He's a Japanese writer.
Yeah. So when the submission that you sent us, you had mentioned that Professor Rivera includes a lot of discussions on politics and history. And you'd mentioned that earlier, too. So why is that important to include in a discussion of literature?
Well, I think literature is inherently political. Like literature discusses like society in the present, and it always brings in themes and like discussions that people are having. So like that's what literature is based in. But I think it was especially important for this class because it was about Asian American literature, and being Asian American has always been political, like whether you like it or not. During the Asian American movement, like when we focused on creating ethnic studies departments and also about protesting against the Vietnam War, also racial solidarity with the Black liberation movement, like it's always been inherently political. And I think a lot of times people get really focused on just finding community with people that just share a common identity and not really understanding that like your common history and your common politics is really what's bringing you together. Like your identity isn't really enough. Like you need to really engage with what it means to be who you are.
Did you find that the stuff you were talking about resonated with your own family's story and your own family's history?
What resonated with, I think, me and also my family's history is reading about Vietnamese Americans and like Vietnamese refugees, because part of my family did immigrate as refugees, but like not my immediate family. So my mom's family, my mom and my dad came here like not as refugees. They came in the 90s, so like not right after the war. But reading about like these refugee stories, I can see the similarities to like my own life, because yeah, my family didn't come right after the war, but that doesn't mean like the effects of war aren't still there. And I feel like it was like eye-opening. There's no way that like years of violence didn't trickle down and like somehow impact the way that I grew up and the way I navigate who I am as a Vietnamese American.
So speaking of the way you grew up, what were some of the stories that you were around as a kid? And how did they like contrast or reflect what you learned in class?
When I grew up, I actually wasn't really around a lot of like Asian American stories. I was like, I grew up hearing stories about like what it was like in Vietnam, like every once in a while from both my parents and, you know, what it was like for them to immigrate here, but not really like fictional stories. Or I feel like maybe like the biggest one is the story of Mulan. But I never even saw that growing up.
Really?
I still have never seen Mulan. My friends hate me, but I'm not a Mulan girly. Not because I hate Mulan, but it's just like I'm not into cartoons. And so like I didn't really grow up with that. And I started reading like more like political text about Asian Americans like later on, but like it was like self-guided, and I never really got like to combine like literature, fiction literature, with like the political reading that I was also doing. And I think this class really gave me that opportunity to do that.
So was it like you were really dying to have a heroine who looked like you growing up that you were sort of missing?
I think that like, you know, representation isn't everything. I think it's very fun. And I think it's so awesome to see people who look like you on screen and see stories that are about you. But I don't think it's, you know, going to free us. I don't think it's like the final form of protest, but it is awesome.
I want to get back to all of the different genres and media that Professor Rivera bakes into the syllabus. And how did that help in your understanding of the form of Asian American literature?
I think it really expanded my idea of like what literature entails, because, you know, I'm thinking we're going in and I'm going to read just like chapter books and like fiction books, which is like fun, but like, you know, it's very limited. But like actually his syllabus was like incredibly involved. Like it had so many different types of media. It had poems, it had songs, it had plays, it also had video games. And I think those were all very eye-opening to me and just like expanding my definition of what literature was. But it also made me think about how like Asian American identity can be portrayed in like so many different ways.
Great. So if you were to recommend this class, first of all, who would you recommend it to? And second of all, how would you describe it?
I would recommend this to anyone. I have recommended this to like every single person that like I think is interested in like politics in any way, shape or form. I do think, you know, if you're Asian American, it resonates a lot more with you. But people who aren't Asian American have taken this class and they've loved it. It's very eye opening. And, you know, it's important for you to learn narratives that aren't always your own. It's important to learn other people's narratives as well. So I think everyone should take the class. They'll definitely learn something. Even if you think you know everything, you'll learn something for sure. I would say that this class is like, it's just so expansive in every way. Professor Rivera does such a good job tying in all the different Asian American narratives into like a political narrative. It's always connected back to something political. He also had us read political text. So he had us read theory as well. And he connected all these stories that, you know, are just like fictional. Like you think that they're just fictional stories about some in someone's imagination, but actually he ties them all back into reality because they're all based in like, you know, the history of the time and also the political text that we're reading.
Cool. Very cool. So I am going to ask you to share with us a fun fact that you've learned in class.
Most fun fact that I learned was that there's actually an Asian American character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's the Hulk, and he's actually Asian. His name is Amadeus Cho, and there are comics written about him. And there's, you know, so much merchandise, but he's very overlooked in the, you know, the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That is a fun fact. So Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to talk with you. And folks, thanks for tuning in to Today I Learned, a BU Today podcast. Do you have a favorite class that you think we should know about? Tell us all about it by filling out the form linked in our description. Today I Learned is produced and engineered by Andrew Halleck and edited and hosted by Sophie Aaron. That's me. We'll see you next time.